takes us. Obviously, when we enter into the Machshava of the Maharal of Prague, probably the most important, arguably the most important Baal Machshava from the 16th century. Maharal passed away in 1609, lived a relatively long life, and only started publishing his Sfarim pretty late in life, which is an amazing thing. Now, sometimes a person, especially someone like the Maharal, who had so much to share, you would think at a younger age he would begin to publish his writings. He only published first the Gur Aryeh, which is his super commentary on Rashi, when he was in his 60s. Teferis Yisrael, I think, was published when he was already in his 80s. But he was a prolific author, a very brilliant person. And I always point out when I learn the writings of the Maharal, it doesn't sound like a sefer that was written 500 years ago. It has a certain language that for some strange reason, is very contemporary and reads like almost like a modern machshava or musar work, which is a remarkable thing. Okay, so let's dive right in. We're going to learn from his Hakdama to the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael is the Maharal's Sefer on the Yom Tov Haba'aleinu Letova of Shavuos. He wrote the Gvuras Hashem on Pesach. Netzach Yisrael is his Sefer on Galus and Geula, really his Sefer on Tisha B'Av. And this is his Sefer Tiferes Yisrael about the greatness of Torah. As the Gemara says in Brachos, when it darshens the pasuk Lacha Hashem Hagdula Hagvura Hatiferes, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Ches says that Tiferes is a reference to Matan Torah, and therefore I thought it would be certainly appropriate leading up to Shavuos, but even beyond that, to try to delve into his sefer. Okay, so we'll jump right in again. We're in the opening words of the Hagdama, and with that we begin B'shem Kol Yisrael. V'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This is the Torah that Moshe placed before b'nei Yisrael, a pasuk that we're very familiar with in Parshas Ve'eschanan. Hakosuv hazeh rotzo lomar ki haTorah chefetz munach. The Torah is an object that is just sitting there waiting for us to take it. One of the remarkable things about the gift of Torah, as we'll see, is that it's given to everyone. It's not for a particular group of Jews. It's an object that is literally sitting there calling out to us, waiting. As the Gemara says in Kedushin, that it's munach b'keren zavis, it's sitting in the corner, waiting for someone to retrieve it. Whereas the Gemara says in Maseches Yoma, while the Mizbeach is the world of Aaron HaKohen, and the Shulchan is the world of David HaMelech, the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash is munachu, and anyone who wants is invited to come and take it. So says the Maharal, this is the Torah that Moshe placed before B'nai Yisrael. It's a chefetz munach, it's an object that's just waiting to be retrieved. Anyone who wants to take it, to be zochet to Torah, has the right to do so. V'lekach lo amar asher sam livnei Yisrael. The pasuk doesn't merely say that this is the Torah that Moshe gave to Bnei Yisrael. Rather, the Torah emphasizes rak lifnei Bnei Yisrael. What is the concept of lifnei Bnei Yisrael? Think back to Parshas Mishpatim, Eila ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. As Rashi explains over there, tasim lifneihem means keshulchan aruch, that it's displayed before them in abundance, with clarity. All who want can take. So says the Maharal, kamo davar hamunach lifneihem, like something which is placed before you. It's so much within one's grasp, within one's reach. Kol erotze lischo zoicheba, anyone who wants to be zoche to it has the right to take it. Vilo yomer adam, and the Maharal dispels the notion right away. A person shouldn't, God forbid, think ki haTorah lo nitna rak legedolei hachachamim, that maybe the Torah was given for a unique group of elite scholars. Sheim rechokim min hataos, individuals who are far from making errors, or if they do err, it'll be few and far between. As the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, that when a Talmud Chacham makes a mistake, a Talmud Chacham is held more accountable because he's the type of person who's intellectual by nature, he's spiritual by nature, and therefore how could he have made that mistake? So even though he claims it was an accident is clean. So you might think the Torah is only for those types of people who hardly make mistakes, who are rechokim min hatos. Aval, says the Maharal, it's not true at all. HaTorah nitna lakol. And again, these are very important words for us as we head through Sfiras HaOmer. If you haven't davened Maariv yet tonight, don't forget, tonight is the 11th night of the Omer. But the Torah is given to everyone. The Torah is the portion of all of Klal Yisrael, as we will see. V'lo yomar gam kein ulai eshke v'Torah. And a person shouldn't say, maybe when I learn Torah, I will err in studying Torah. V'davar zeh pirshu b'medrash, as the Medrash has already explained in Shir HaShirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to overlook our shortcomings. Hashem would rather us learn Torah even if we make mistakes than, God forbid, not learn Torah at all. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, hopefully we had a chance to recite it at least once, if not many times, over the Yom Tov of Pesach. Hevi ani el beis hayayin vidiglu alai ahava. Explains the Medrash Rabbi Yonah Omer. Shnei chaver ma'oskim b'halacha. You have two people trying to learn the sugya, trying to come to aliba de hilchasa, trying to come to a correct halachic conclusion. Ze omer beis av shal halacha. This one explains the halacha very clearly and very accurately. Vize eino omer beis av shal halacha. And the other one is trying to make sense of the sugya, and he doesn't really understand the Torah that he's learning. He's making tremendous mistakes in his learning. Sometimes he's not pronouncing the words right, he's not translating the words right. He's making mistakes. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu vidiglu alai ahava. Whereas the Medrash actually is printed in our version of Shir HaShirim, vidilugu alai ahava. Dilug, right? Just like Pesach. Dilug means to skip over. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu skips over our shortcomings in his love for us, and in our love for Torah. And even if we, so to speak, pervert Hashem's love. Amar of Acha, Ama Aretz Shekora La'ahava Eva. If an Ama Aretz who's not well versed at reading words interprets the word Ahava, which of course means love, as Eva, as hatred, even if he messes up in such a way that he's literally interpreting the words backwards, Kegon of Ahavta, he understands it as a Lashon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hatred, God forbid, or that we're supposed to hate Hashem instead of love Hashem, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu vidiglu alai ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even such a mistake, I'll be able to pass over such a mistake. Right? That even for such a dilugosio, such a backwards pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to learn my Torah. Adkan, the words of the Medrash, and Peirish, Beis Av Shal Halacha, when we said one of them explains the Beis Av Shal Halacha, that means Shoresh Halacha V'Ta'ama. One of them explained it perfectly, the other one explained it completely wrong, but we see from this beautiful Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want Jews to learn my Torah. Yes, you may stumble. Yes, you misinterpret the words. But as we're about to see, the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is one of trying our best. And the Maharal explains two explanations of our Nusach of Birchas HaTorah. Umipnei zeh nira, ki habracha al limud HaTorah la'asok b'divrei Torah. The bracha that we make, at least those of us Ashkenazim in the group, right, the bracha that we recite on Birchas HaTorah is La'asok b'divrei Torah. Ve'ein mavarchin lilmod Torah. We don't say that the bracha is learning Torah, but rather being osek in Torah, being involved in Torah, trying in Torah. What does that mean? So the Maharal offers two explanations. Ve'im sheyesh lefareish lekach anu mavarchin la'asok b'divrei Torah. If you'll say that perhaps the reason that we say la'asok b'divrei Torah is because we're highlighting that Torah, just like all other mitzvos, is a mitzvah saseh. And what does that mean? Mipnei shaha bracha hazos hi birchas hamitzvos. The bracha that we recite, it's a big discussion, right? Birchas HaTorah has many parts to it, many components to it. What exactly is the nature of the Birchas HaTorah? Not only the question of it being Daraisa or Darabanan, but what type of bracha is it? But let's assume it's a birchas hamitzvah. Let's assume at least this aspect of it, the la'asok b'divrei Torah, is a birchas hamitzvah. Shechayev levarech al kol mitzvos asei. As we know from the Gemara and Psachim that we recite mitzvos, we recite a bracha over la'asiyasan when performing a mitzvah. Ve'ein mitzvos asei rak b'davar sheyesh bo masa. And a mitzvos asei requires an action. Now the truth is, there's a lot of mitzvos asei that don't have a concrete action. What is the action of loving Hashem? What is the action of fearing Hashem? But so to speak, when we think about Torah, if I were to ask you, what is the action of Torah? How do we make a maisa out of limud Torah? Shaharei nikra mitzvos asei, shachayev laso, says the Maharal. After all, it's called a mitzvos asei. There's some type of doing that is required. V'lekach yesh levarich la'asok. Dahainu limud Torah b'maisa. La'asok, says the Maharal, he's offering his first pshat, and what la'asok b'divrei Torah means, is that there needs to be some type of action in the process of learning. And what is the action? What is the asek? What is the involvement? What is the doing, so to speak, that one does when studying Torah? It's verbalizing the words of Torah. That's how one brings Torah to action. Right? There's machshava, there's thinking, there's dibor, there's speech, and there's masa. So when I wear tefillin, we understand what the masa is. The kshira is the masa. When I take a lula, we understand what the masa is. When there's a mitzvah achilas matzah, we understand what the masa is. what is the masa, what is the action, as it were, when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And the Maharal says, the la'asok b'divrei Torah means we need to do an action. V'lakach yesh levarech la'asok, again, the hainu limud Torah b'ma'aseh. V'zeh kasher hu motze hadibor, zeh nikra esek b'torah. When I enunciate the words of Torah, not just thinking Torah, but speaking Torah, that, so to speak, is the action of Torah study. Aval limud nikra havanas davar ma'ashalami. But limud, if it said lilmod Torah, limud is the understanding, is the intellectual, is the machshava, the ability to grasp that which you're learning. Ve'ein ha-bracha rak al maisa ha-mitzvah. So the Maharal's first answer is a technical answer. Why is the bracha of Birchas HaTorah la'asok and not lilmod? Because lilmod would imply an intellectual grasp of that which you're learning. But the mitzvah, the fact that there's a bracha that accompanies the mitzvah's asay, means that the bracha has to reflect the doing. And what is the doing of the learning? The doing is the speaking of the learning. And then the Maharal says something, which is subject to much debate in halacha, ve'ein ha-bracha rak al ma'isa ha-mitzvah, ve'im lamud bi'iyun lavad, ein lo lavarech la'asok b'divrei Torah, shezeh nemar al ha-masa. The Maharal says, and therefore if a person studies with his mind alone, if one does not actually enunciate the words, again, this is going beyond what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Psachim, that when I speak words of Torah, it helps me to better internalize the Torah. It's a more alive experience. The Gemara has a drasha on the words Chayim Heim Lemotzi'ehem, Lemotzi'ehem Bepeh, that it brings life to the Torah when I speak Torah. But more than that, in a halachic sense, the Maharal says, if I just think Torah, I'm not really being osek in Torah, because being osek in Torah means doing Limud Torah, and the way that I do Limud Torah is by speaking the words of Torah. And therefore, the Maharal is taking a position here that if one were to just think Torah, one would not actually require a Birchas HaTorah. Now, that's a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch. The Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Zayin, in Or HaChaim, Simen Mem Zayin, chapter 47 of the Shulchan Aruch, is that one who thinks Torah, HaMaharher B'Divrei Torah, does not recite a bracha. The Vilna Gaon famously disagreed, based on the words of Hagisa bo yomam v'layla, which the Vilna Gaon understood Hegayon is thinking Torah, is understanding Torah. But the Maharal seems to be taking a position here, and this is the position of the Shagas Aryeh as well, in Simen Chaf Dalid, that one would not make a Birchas HaTorah on simply thinking Torah. The Maharal elsewhere in his writings is not as clear on this. He's more misupak about this. But for our purposes, he wants to emphasize what is the la'asok b'divrei Torah. And he's telling us that the Maisa Mitzvah of Lima Torah is speech, and not just the understanding or the thinking of Torah. And that's why the bracha is La'asok and not Lilmot. Okay, that's a technical halachic answer. But now the Maharal offers, just mute someone. Now the Maharal offers a second explanation. And this really gets to the crux of what he started with, B'derech Machshava. Why do we say la'asok b'divrei Torah? Who's entitled to learn Torah? Says the Maharal, Amnam nira lomar, a second explanation. Kamosha amarinu, as we explained above. Ki lechach mevarchin la'asok b'divrei Torah. Why is the bracha of being osek in Torah? Why is the bracha not lilmo Torah? Ki lilmo Torah lo shayech rach al misha lama Torah u'mechavin ha'alach alamitasa. Because to say that I learned Torah means I have to have the confidence that I came to the correct conclusion, that I've interpreted the pasuk correctly, that I've interpreted the Gemara correctly, that I've interpreted the piece of Shulchan Aruch correctly. Shebezeh shayach limud Torah. Limud Torah means mechavein ha'alacha tasa, but a person who learns Torah and doesn't grasp the true intention of the Torah, ein zeh limud. This is not called limud Torah. Lekach mevarchin la'asok b'divrei Torah. But the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is such a beautiful invitation to every single Jew. That you don't have to be someone who's what? Who's lo-made Torah. Halavai, we should be lo-made Torah. We should understand the Torah well. We should interpret the Torah correctly. But our job is merely to what? To make an effort to try to interpret Torah correctly. Lekach mevarchin la'asok b'divrei Torah. To be involved in the process of trying to interpret Torah. Bein shu mechavin ha'alacha, whether I get the halacha right, or whether I don't unfortunately get the halacha right, but if I tried to the best of my ability, that's an important point, The Maharal says, but I have to at least be willing to try to study the Torah properly. I want to learn Torah for the right reasons. I want to understand the truth of the Torah. Even if I don't get it right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still invites me to learn Torah. Afagav shu shogeg, even if I err, Hashem wants me to be involved in learning Torah. Harei ki limud haTorah la'atzmo nokel ma'od, and therefore, the learning of Torah, as we're explaining it here, is in fact very, very accessible. Ve'ein tzarech lachush l'shum davar. As long as we're trying our best, the Torah is inviting us to engage in it. And that's what it means. Zos haTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This is the Torah that Moshe put out before b'nei Yisrael and said, please, come try it. Everyone is invited to try it. You shouldn't be afraid to try it. Don't be afraid that you may not interpret the Torah correctly. Amnam lesum divrei Torah lifnei zulaso hu kasha mi beis panim. But says the Maharal, it's one thing to learn Torah, it's another thing to try to teach Torah. Now we know, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam lists his categories of mitzvos, his 613 mitzvos, the Rambam places within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, lilmod ulalamed. In other words, I think it's a mitzvah yod aleph, that part and parcel of learning Torah is the responsibility to teach Torah. That's part of this invitation. It's part of the way we extend the invitation to others. Everyone has to be a teacher of Torah. But there are two obvious problems that we encounter when it comes to trying not only to learn Torah, but the stakes become heightened when it comes to sharing Torah with others. And that is the following. Ha'echad, ki em einu mechavin ha'alacha laheyer einei zulaso bidavar emes lamalo. First of all, says the Maharal, it's one thing for me to sit by myself and to try my best to understand Torah. And if I get it wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oy vey, you're supposed to say v'ahavta, and you said v'ayavta, you turned it into an oyev, but Hashem says, okay, Shefel, I knew you tried, you did a good job, v'diglu alai ava, I can let it go. But if I'm teaching it to someone else, the way that it's explained in the, I'm using the Rabbi Hartman edition of the Maharal with tremendous footnotes, it's the Machon Yerushalayim edition, and he writes here, he explains in footnote 24, he says the reason that the stakes are higher when you're teaching to someone else is because if I'm not going to teach him properly, so then what am I getting involved in teaching him? Meaning, if he wants to interpret the Torah incorrectly and just try his best, he can do that on his own. If I'm presenting it to him, I obviously feel that I have the emes. So therefore, there's a greater responsibility when presenting it to someone else to make sure that I do so properly. So the Maharal says, when it comes to sharing Torah, a person may be hesitant and say, listen, if I don't have the truth, so why am I getting involved? How do I gain anything, or how does he gain anything, benefit in any way, if I teach him the wrong thing? Because the goal of presenting Torah before someone else is lahachim oso b'divrei emes v'yosher, is to help him to come closer to truth. So if I present improper Torah to him, better to leave it alone, better not to get involved. And says the Maharal, but finding the path of truth is not so easy. So now we become nervous. Okay, so the Maharal has coached us through our own anxieties of sitting and learning by ourselves, of being willing to engage the text. But what about sharing it with someone else? Maybe I'm too nervous. Maybe it's too difficult to find the path of truth, to be confident that I have Torah's emes to share. Umekol shekein bedoros ha'elu, all the more so, says the Maharal, in our times. Again, bearing in mind, this is in the mid to late 16th century that he's writing this, all the more so in the 21st century, do we think that we have Torah's emes? You read the Sadoros, who are we to imagine that we have the Torah of truth? So in our times, all the more so, sha'avda chachma b'bnei adam, where chachma is so greatly lost upon our generation. That's one problem of teaching it to someone else. Problem number two, hasheni, afim hu mechavin ha'alacha, even if I have it all worked out, and I have the most crystal clear shear in the world, and it's perfectly emistic, and I can prove it, and I've got all of the explanations worked out. Mi yodeya im yihyu l'ratzon imre piv l'zulaso. Do I have the confidence that the one who's on the receiving end is going to receive my Torah properly? Do I know that they're able to receive it? Are they going to be interested in receiving it? V'im lo yihyu l'ratzon adayin lo ho'el davar. And if it's not well received, then what was the point of trying to share it? Ve'ein suffix, says the Maharal, ki kol pu'ula asher rachok shiagia ha'poel el tachlis kavanaso, that any effort that we make, where it seems very unlikely that we'll be able to achieve our intended goal, Ein roi sheyifal osa pula. Then why bother putting in the effort? Why bother getting involved? Why invest in a company that you're 90% sure is going to fail? Shelo ye pulaso lirik luvatala. Why waste our efforts in that way? And therefore, these are two fears that we have when it comes to transmitting Torah to others. V'adavar hazeh asher amarnu af bedoros hashleimim. Says the Maharal, we'll just do two more minutes. Says the Maharal, this was true even in earlier generations where people were much more wholesome and true in their madregos and their understanding of Torah. Hayitzarech la'adam zirus yaseira shelo yanichshol bazeh. A person had to be very careful when teaching Torah, when sharing Torah, when presenting of art, even in the Beis Medrash, that I shouldn't mess up. As we learn in Maseches Brachos, the Mishnah tells us, "Bichnisaso lebeis hamedrash mispalel." People would daven, and we should still daven upon entering a Beis Medrash. But this was true in the times of the Tanayim; they would daven, "Hashem, please help me not to mess up, so that others don't ridicule me." Yehi ratzon shelo echashel bedavar halacha. V'lo amar al tahar tameh, I shouldn't misinterpret the halacha. V'yismechu bi chaverai, and my friends, God forbid, will laugh at me. They'll rejoice in my stumbling. V'lo yichashlu chaverai b'davar halacha v'esmach behem, and I don't want my friend to stumble, and I will rejoice in his downfall. So the Maharal, what do you see? It sounds kind of petty. I'm laughing at someone else's mistake. But we see it's one thing for Hashem to say, I give you permission to learn. I'm willing to overlook your shortcomings. But the Maharal says, as human beings, we're not as quick to forgive. Haresha af b'talmud chacham gadol, even in the times of the Tanaim. Leva adam nota lismoach kasher yimtza b'divrei zulaso chisaron. It's the nature of person to rejoice over the shortcomings of someone else. We like to feel that we're the best, or we should at least. And there's something very wholesome about that, but there's something also very corrupt about that. Ki kol adam b'tivo sameach b'shleimus. It's the nature of a person to rejoice over success, over wholesomeness. Asher yeshlo al zulaso, when he feels that he's better than his friend. Ulakach mispalo shelo yelech achar tivo v'yismach kishechavero nechshol b'davar halacha. V'hu eino nechshol. And we therefore we daven, and we still should daven, that what? That we shouldn't celebrate the downfall of others, and others shouldn't rejoice at our stumbling. He concludes this paragraph, but I want to just get two more lines in. He concludes the paragraph by saying there may be a different way to learn that Mishnah, that Maimer Chazal and Brachos, but I think this is the Emes Dik Pshat. You see that earlier generations themselves struggled with this challenge of looking at someone else's learning that's imperfect and trying to see good by them. It was too easy to look down upon someone. So again, the Maharal says we might be too afraid to be involved in Torah. But he concludes, he says a couple lines later, Amnam, and we'll end with this. In order to escape all of this, as long as we try our best, as long as we try our best to learn Torah in a wholesome way, and again, we should daven that we shouldn't stumble. And if we're teaching a shiur, we should make sure we prepare well. Or if we have an idea that we want to share, we should make sure we think it through before we open our mouth. We need to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gifted to us, as a Yerusha, Hashem has given us the wisdom of Torah. Gam ata yitein lo Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to grant us, even in our times, the nosei in HaTorah, in the present tense, as we say in Birchas HaTorah, is still granting us the ability to be osek in Torah. Ve'yadrich oso benesivas emes, ki meito teitzei Torah. And this is really the answer to both questions. Because if you study Torah in an emesdik way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you to come to Torah's emes. And the implication of the Maharal is that if you're an emesdik person, and you try your best, Hashem will help you to eventually come to correct conclusions. And therefore, when you share those ideas with others, Torah, which is true, is going to be well received. So therefore, the Maharal has guided us through the initial anxieties that human beings may have when it comes to the daunting task of trying to learn the Torah Hashem, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll think about that tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, when we wake up and we say, Birchas HaTorah, La'asok b'divrei Torah. Again, every one of us is invited. And these are the days as we prepare ourselves for Shuas, to feel welcomed into that world of Torah, and to just try our best. And Amir Tzashem, every one of us will be zocha not to learn Torah, but to be able to share and teach Torah with others.